SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pemerintahan Partai Buruh yang baru di New South Wales mencopot papan informasi terkait perjudian dari pub dan klub. Papan informasi dengan istilah dan gambar yang dilarang harus dihapus atau dirubah pada tanggal 1 September, termasuk ruang VIP, lounge VIP, gambar naga, koin, dan petir. Para pendukung reformasi perjudian menyambut baik langkah tersebut. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib untuk SBS News. Pemerintah Partai Buruh yang baru bergerak untuk menghormati janji pemilu mereka mengenai penghapusan tanda atau papan informasi terkait perjudian di luar pub dan klub di seluruh New South Wales. Semua papan informasi terkait perjudian eksternal perlu dihapus atau diubah sebelum 1 September setelah Premier Chris Minns berjanji untuk menindak industri perjudian. Pub and Club akan diberitahu secara resmi mulai minggu depan dan memiliki waktu 3 bulan untuk menghapus atau mengganti papan informasi itu. Nama-nama seperti ruang VIP dan lounge VIP akan dilarang, sementara gambar naga, koin, dan kilat juga akan dilarang dari papan nama klub. Ini terjadi setelah New South Wales melarang sumbangan politik dari identitas perjudian. Dalam sebuah pernyataan, Premier New South Wales Chris Minns mengatakan ia membutuhkan dukungan dari parlemen agar reformasi perjudian dapat disahkan.
Our bill closes a political loophole. It is common sense that if other gambling entities are banned from making political donations, it should apply to all clubs. I hope we can attract support from across the parliament for this overdue reform. This bill is an important integrity measure to strengthening the political donation system in our state.
Carol Bennett adalah CEO dari Aliansi untuk Reformasi Perjudian. Ia mengatakan sudah ada undang-undang yang melarang papan nama terkait permainan. Namun pemilik tempat itu dapat menghindari sistem dengan mengiklankan apa yang disebut lounge VIP.
I think this is a very welcome move from Premier Minns. We know that advertising of gambling is already banned under the law in New South Wales. However, how the clubs have got around it is by calling it VIP rooms or VIP lounges and putting out signage that includes lighting, dragons, different displays that attract people into those gambling venues. The reality is that this will close that loophole.
CEO dari Wesley Mission, Pendeta Stu Cameron, mengatakan, misi dari Wesley Mission adalah mendirikan larangan konseling perjudian pertama di Australia beberapa dekade yang lalu dan telah memberikan konseling perjudian, konseling keuangan dan dukungan lainnya kepada mereka yang berjuang melawan kecanduan perjudian. Pendeta Cameron mendukung dengan larangan papan nama sekarang yang harus dihapus atau diganti sebelum tanggal 1 September.
We really welcome that announcement and the timeline that comes with it. We think that the poker machine signage, so-called VIP room signage that's been outside pubs and clubs for so many years now is a blight on our landscape and has been a constant reminder to those struggling with gambling addiction that the opportunity to pour more money down these machines is always around every corner. So we think it's a fantastic announcement.
Menurut Bennett, New South Wales memiliki kecanduan yang serius terhadap pokies, nomor dua setelah Las Vegas.
It reduces the normalization of gambling, and we know that New South Wales spends $8 billion a year on poker machines. That's, second only to Las Vegas in terms of the concentration of poker machines. So we do need to address the normalization of poker machines, and this is part of that, but we would like to see it go a lot further. We are way ahead of the rest of the world by 40% on poker machine gambling, by 20% on online gambling. We have the most poker machines in New South Wales other than Las Vegas. We do need to ensure that we are taking measures and steps to reduce gambling harm and money laundering and crime that go hand in hand with poker machines.
Pendeta Cameron ingin melihat lebih banyak yang dilakukan untuk mengatasi kecanduan perjudian.
We think that every reform initiative, like the removal of signage, will have an impact, but it requires a comprehensive approach. And so whilst we think this is a good start, as is the ban of political donations from pubs and clubs to parties, is an excellent step as well. There's much, much more we must do if we're going to reduce gambling harm. And that includes fundamentally the introduction of mandatory universal cashless gaming card. We're disappointed that the new government is following through on their commitment to implement a trial of 500 machines. We don't believe a trial is necessary.
Bennett menjelaskan nilai penerapan kartu tanpa uang tunai.
Well, the cashless card, it has to have certain features as recommended by the New South Wales Crime Commission. It has to be mandatory. It has to be pre-commitment. So people provide a pre-commitment. They have binding and default limits, so people set limits. They're not allowed to use credit on those cards. Those cards would enable the government and the industry to collect really good evidence around, who is gambling, whether they can afford to gamble, whether they should be excluded from the venue if they've overdrawn on their commitment. But it would also significantly reduce money laundering and crime that we've seen highlighted by the New South Wales Crime Commission.
Ia mengatakan Tasmania adalah salah satu negara bagian yang mendorong wajibnya kartu tanpa uang tunai, sebuah langkah yang dapat memberi informasi diterapkan secara nasional.
Tasmania has bipartisan support to already introduce a mandatory cashless card. And we're really pleased to see that. We expect that this will become the norm around the country. We were disappointed that Chris Minns did not commit to this during the election campaign. Instead, he's commissioned a trial into cashless gambling, but we know all of the evidence already suggests that this is long overdue. So we'd like to see that introduced in New South Wales, and I believe it's only a matter of time before it is.
Menteri Khusus Negara Bagian New South Wales, John Graham, mengatakan pemerintahan Partai Buruh telah bertindak untuk memenuhi janji pemilihannya.
This bill will ban political parties from accepting financial donations from clubs with gaming machines. It is another election commitment we are seeing through. From the 16th of January this year, New South Wales Labour took action to not accept donations from clubs with gaming machines. This bill will extend that ban to every state political party.
SBS telah menghubungi klub New South Wales yang mengatakan keputusan ini tidak akan mempengaruhi tempat mereka karena mereka tidak memiliki papan nama di luar ruangan. Sementara itu, Hotel Association Australia tidak memberikan komentar. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang pergantian peraturan perjudian di New South Wales yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Khalib untuk SBS News. Dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.